The Rosh says, you know, it's Chof Dalet, we started yesterday. The Rosh says, Yisrach minaschoik minakas, kimaval baruchai v'dayta shalodim. So it's interesting that the Rosh chops on the reason why a person should stay away from kas, because it creates a bilbul haruach. The person loses his equilibrium, the person loses his balance, the person gets, he's not settled, and therefore he can't think through issues properly. So it takes away his, it's a bilbul of his das. I mean, Chazal seem to have other reasons why the meat of kas, Chazal said, a person is kolakoyus, is coming to Gehenim Shultan, but he gets all different types of Gehenim. It doesn't sound like the problem is because he gets being confused. I mean, that's the problem. He has a bilbul haruach. He's confused. He can't keep his mind straight when he's angry. He can't think straight when you're angry. That's true. I mean, the chara, we would have. Chazal came along, the Rosh is saying that he understands that there's a Gemara. The Gemara says that Kolakoyas, or Chazal used a different Lashon, that Kolakoyas is Bolakal Klas, Bolakal Tois, that the eager undermining element of the Chasaran of Kas, the reason why the person is so makbet on the meat of Kas, is because the godless Adam is the koyach of the human being to be charlotte over his body, over his thought, over his instincts. That's behemoth has instincts, and a malach has the shama. A human being are a combination of the two, and kas takes away the ability to do that. So kas undermines the tzuras Adam. And the Rebbe writes in one place, he says, you know, you start to see it when you see a person when he's in anger. More than maybe in other meters, you see a person when he's in anger, like you don't perceive him as he wasn't human. The human being gets overpowered. The emotions overtake the whole person. So like you're left with like there's not a functioning person there. That's the meter. That's the chesaron of kas. The chesaron of kas is it takes away the tzuras adam which is there. The result of that is. Coming to Adam Schultenboy. So this guy, by the time he's finished with his cast, so he can do anything wrong. So if we understand Gehenna, that there's different Gehenna is a process of correcting the neshama from all of its maladies, all of its chesaronos that it has. So a person has chesaron X, he goes, they put him into this section of the hospital. He has chesaron Y, they put him in that section of the hospital. Right? There's different sections of the hospital. Gehenim is a big hospital. It's they use very strong methods over there, but it's a big hospital. So this fellow goes through every single section. They put him in every single section. Coming to Gehenim Shultenboy means every single section of Gehenim needs to deal with him, because when a person loses Tzuras Adam, then everything is out of is missing. Everything is a mistake. Everything goes wrong. One kuda I mentioned, this idea talks about the Shabbos a little bit, that people make a mistake and they think that the Yetzirah's goal is to feed your Olam Hazeh and thereby take you away from Olam Haba. The Yetzirah's goal is to be ma'abed you in Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, because the more the person loses himself in Olam Hazeh, the more he'll end up doing things which are not intelligent. One of the biggest rise is a person has a problem with kas. Person Rambam Kassim, he has a happy Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh, he's felt an Olam Haba. The world of Kass, he has no Olam Hazeh, nor Olam Haba. The guy ends up with garnished. Because I use a Lashon, that a person is a Ragzon, will also be other El Ragzonusa. All he ends up getting at the end is his Ragzonus. He ends up with anger. So he's not a happy person in this world or the world to come. And he destroys relationships, he destroys friendships, he hurts people. He distanced himself from his family, from his children, from his wife, parents. Right? That's not Olam Hazeh. What element of Olam Hazeh does he have? What's the Yetzirah's goal? The Yetzirah's goal is to get the person in such a way like that. He wakes up one day and says, you know, I have nothing. So I have nothing. So the person then acts irrationally and does the craziest things. You know, he can do terrible damage to himself and to the world around him. And Averis, etc. So the Yetzirah's goal is in the world of Kas, is to create that reality. The person loses his equilibrium, his balance in Olam Hazeh, and thereby ends up being damaged in Olam Haba. The flow of the rush into the next part of the ice. Rishiyah v'tamid liyotzer be'ahava. Yeah, we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu constantly through love. And again, in the Ois Chafhei, he's going to talk about the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem. Le'avas Hashem, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol midecha. So that's Ois Chafhei. So I guess there's two questions over here. One is, what's he saying? Le'avas in Chavdal and Chafhei. He should love Kadosh Baruch Hu. The second question always, of course, is why is, you know, what's the hemshech between these two elements? So one, at least one before, should suggest that the majority of the person's elements of nefilah in avodah to Kadosh Baruch Hu come from either schoik and kas. Maybe I'm going to suggest maybe just a little bit different. The Rosh's Lashon over here isn't you should be avodah to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, that might be true, that nefilah in the avodas habara many times comes from schoik and kas. Let's accept that. But the point of the Rosh Hashiyah tamid liyotzer be'ahava, that the person should be able to have avodah to Kadosh Baruch Hu be'ahava. So I think what the Rosh is saying is that two of the things, ayere bilbol ruach with da'at shel adam, it's not possible to have the Kadosh Baruch Hu be'ahava. A person can be avod. You know, I have my regulus, I do what I'm supposed to do, I'm a good boy, etc. But the excitement about the process of Ava means, is translated for us, an excitement in a mitzvah. A person does a mitzvah, you do a mitzvah. Yeah. Person davens, yaitzah, Person dalaminim, yaitzah, builds a sukkah, yaitzah. Person excited, I'm building a sukkah to do a mitzvah. Right? I have the schus to go and build a sukkah, the schus to take a dalaminim. They say start with the musik of the excitement of doing a mitzvah. That sometimes that itself could overwhelm a person to the point where he's not thinking rationally. But it's a whole different argosha. Your relationship between two people, and it's based on ava. So yeah, sometimes the person goes beyond what would be logical to do because of the ava. So the Rosh is saying, there are three places maybe where we can get a situation where a person has kaviyachol musig of bilbul. They say the ma'aser with the Levi Yitzchak from a ditch of that. So first day of Sukkot, and he was waiting for the opportunity this mantra come to be able to take the dalet minim. But of course, where did he store his dalet minim? It's the most chashuv thing he has in his house. So in his break front, together with his silver items, he has his dalet minim stored over there, waiting for them. He's standing there waiting for the moment, he's looking at the clock. Obviously, he realizes this man to take the dalet minim. He smashes his hand through the glass and he pulls out his dalet minim. And he cut himself, of course. Like, he was so overwhelmed with opportunity to do the mitzvah, he forgot to open the glass. He just couldn't wait. Like I mentioned before, so we have the writing on the glass over there, because otherwise people would be running into the put on the tefillin every morning. Right? So we're worried about it. Plus, we put that to remind you that you can't run through the door. You have to go through the door. You shouldn't run through the glass. Right? There's a mitzvah where a person's so excited about something, overwhelmed, he doesn't think rationally. The Rosh says, if a person is, there's schoik in this cast, which also bilbul haruach about das. But those are a terrible thing to be that you have to be misrachik from that. Mishiyava tamil yotzer be'ava, the person should have such a hargosh of ava to the point where, yes, sometimes I'm not thinking rationally. My hargosh of ava towards the Rosham and towards the mitzvahs should take me to the point where the excitement says, you know, you can't really afford this. Yeah, but it's such an opportunity. I need to do this. Guy says, I can't afford to buy something. So, but I don't think rationally. So, I'm so excited about the opportunity, I'm going to do it anyway. So what is that? What turns us on to do that? Where do we get our bilbul ruach? Is it in the swarm store? I can't afford this, but how can I have it safer? Is it the clothing store? Is it in the restaurants? Where is it that we get to the point where we don't necessarily, the nekuda of ava, nekuda of desire, overwhelms the person. So Rosh says, "Shama tavli yotzer be'ava." I don't. Maybe that's pshat in the Rosh. Maybe that's drush in the Rosh. But the kuda of that, there is a musa that a person. I'm not asking you to walk around to be this cold, calculated, robotic automaton, which we sort of said like before. you never lose your balance, the schoik, you know, he's always control and balance, etc., and that the Talmud Chacham is the Midah Vadai, and he has this koyach to be always, you know, so that's a gewaldige madrega. But there is a nakuda where that should be balanced with a nakuda of passion and desire towards the Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the point where he's over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'av, that there's this passion inside of him. You see a person, you know, he does every single mitzvah perfectly, etc., but you don't see any emotion, any passion, any desire, any element of ava. So you're still missing it. So I'm telling you, very important to get the rule where you stay in control of your faculties and you stay balanced and you don't lose yourself in the world of schoik and kas. At the same time, there has to be an element of passion in your voice.